With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. Lawmakers are now fleshing out a plan to improve education for New Mexico's children living with disabilities, minorities, and those living in poverty. Recently, the Center on Law and Poverty that advocates for the poor held a teleconference to gauge what's happening right now in areas like northwestern New Mexico, where poverty is high and resources are scarce. Mike Hyatt is the superintendent of the Gallup-McKinley County Schools, one of the poorest in the country.
I see even more clearly now that in very specific ways, the state has underfunded education as a whole in New Mexico. But for me, more startling is that although we are told that New Mexico has an equalized funding formula, it is now very obvious that this formula is not equalized because it does not recognize enough of our at-risk students' needs and also disregards the full needs of other populations of students like Native Americans. And we as a state need to recognize that these students have been left behind for too long in New Mexico, and it's time to make changes.
Education is a top priority for lawmakers and the governor this session, and they have until April to come up with a plan to adequately fund education. That deadline was set by a Santa Fe District Court judge in response to a lawsuit by schools and parents against the state. Superintendent Hyatt of Gallup-McKinley Schools describes the extent of poverty affecting student success in his district.
We have many students in homes with no electricity, no running water, students who ride 2 to 3 hours a day to be in school. We also have almost 1,000 of our students out of 11,300 approximately defined as homeless and have high mobility rates.
Hyatt adds there's virtually no internet service in Gallup-McKinley. The superintendent says for his students, the state's fair funding formula is not fair to their extraordinary needs. He and other education leaders are banking on a leg up from the state. With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.